Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Wednesday, and it is 12/18/24.
Ooh, oh yeah, happy birthday to my little baby boy.
Okay.
Little baby boy Cooper.
Oh, nice.
Coop the poop. Coop scoop.
This is why he doesn't listen anymore.
Coopity, scoopity, poopity.
This is 100% why he doesn't listen.
What did Amelia call him the other night? She just got into the...
Although, you know, she can get away with stuff you can't. You know that, right?
Doing the coopy poopy.
Yes.
But it was coopy poopy smoothie.
Smoothie? Oh, no, thank you. No. I think I'm going to say no to the poopy smoothie.
Which is what I got him for his birthday.
Absolutely nothing. Again this year, so smoothie? It fits.
What's that, Jay?
You got him the right size.
Oh, yeah.
Of absolutely nothing, so it fits.
Yeah. One size fits all.
Right. Well, happy birthday, Coop. I'm not going to give you all the stuff that you don't like, the names and stuff, all that stuff. I'll leave that to family.
It is weird. I think I told you this before, Jay, that it was a weird one when my oldest turned 30 this year.
Sure.
Because you just are like, wait, I have to say to people I have a 30-year-old?
Right.
That seems so old. But almost weirder when, you know, the baby of the family... And he owns that position well.
Sure.
He's 27.
Mm.
Like, what?
27 that doesn't feel as weird because it's not like a milestone.
I know it's not, Jay, but it feels weird for that person.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Coop is, like, stuck at 23 in my head.
Yeah.
Now, thank God in
and
his
emotionally, head, too, so that's good.
Thank God in his head he's not, because he's moved. He's, you know, he's grown up a ton in
right,
the last
yeah, look at him go.
4 years, but, yeah, it's weird times.
I did notice this yesterday when somebody delivered something. One of the delivery people dropped something off at the house, not just out of the goodness of their heart. We had paid them for that. yeah, I mean, just clarifying.
I mean, had you, or was it part of the delivery?
I mean, you're paying for it one way or another.
Yeah, someone's paying for
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe you had some.
Yeah, no, not
where
someone.
You had a guy delivering
stuff. We are
stuff.
Paying for it, yeah.
Dude, because how great would that be if you just had your own guy this time of year that ran and did
one
all
dude,
your stuff for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just takes the hood. He has our hood. That's what he does. He just like, I got this road, you know. It's like the garbage guy. He's got his area.
No, forget the rest of them. He's just your guy.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I think that's called a personal assistant.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah. You got a lot of guys, Jay, so why not add another one?
Why not? So I've noticed this because this has happened multiple times now, is, you know, I'll get a notification from the camera that says, you know, hey, man, someone's at your door or whatever it is.
Right.
And there has been three times now where it's been a female, and then I don't know how many times it's been a guy. So we have one of these, like, 6-foot, decorative trees on the porch that's
yes.
kind of in the corner, you know, when you, yeah. as you walk up to the door. Every single time, the woman will put the present under the tree.
No.
The delivery.
That's great.
And every single time, the guy just, like, you know, slides it over to the door. Doesn't think
no idea there was a tree.
Didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Then had no idea.
That's
but every
funny.
Single time, she'll walk up and she'll look and she'll be like, you know, you can almost hear it in her mind. Aw. Puts it under the tree like she's some sort of Santa Claus. I mean, I love that. At least it looks cool.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
It's easier for the, you know, for the porch pirates to know where to look to steal it. It's all cool. It's great.
Actually, the tree's probably a little bit trickier.
Well, it is a little more hidden. I will say
yeah.
that. Yeah, you'd have to look around the corner to see it. But anyway, so thank you, ma'am, for putting it under the tree. It felt more Christmassy. It really did.
Yeah, holiday spirit. Yeah. Nothing's wrong with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. A little extra effort.
It's actually kind of maybe a good idea. I was thinking, what if you had some fake presents around your outside tree?
Yeah, well, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
And so this just kind of blends in with them. But what if you had a note on the tree that says, go ahead, take one, I dare you. Because no one's taking that then, right?
Probably
like,
not.
Oh, I'm going to take that present and it's going to blow up.
Right.
Yeah. Especially when it's written in blood.
Wow. Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote
Too far?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, by the way, don't eat the yellow snow.
Kevin James.
Oh, I know that.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Where would you ever find it? Where would you find the yellow snow? You wouldn't find it anywhere right now.
No, we don't. We do not have any.
Man.
Although.
You could swim in today if you really wanted to.
I got a notification on my phone this morning.
What'd it say?
That said.
Go to work. Go to work. You're late.
No, it wasn't that.
No?
It wasn't that. I could have been here, but I don't know that you would have enjoyed it.
Don't sell yourself short.
Gosh darn it. I wish I had the actual where it said it was, because it was just like some delays in.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few, actually.
And
yeah.
I was like, wait, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
To where it made me panic and go, oh, geez, I better look out the window.
Right.
And then I was like, no, it's just wet here.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw there was actually quite a few of them.
Okay. Is it an ice situation or
I don't know.
Did they get some snow that
I don't know.
Or just second guessing going to school this week.
Now, everybody's so soft now, they just can't even go stand in the rain. You know, it's like, oh, it's windy and rainy. You better stay home from school.
Can't have kids at the bus stop in the rain, Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
I don't know if my body is experiencing something that is going to be really sad news for me.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I
really
don't,
sad
raise
news.
Raise your hand if you're in favor of hearing this.
Oh, you are. You're fine. Yeah, right. You're fine with it. It's not.
Jay, you're fine with it.
Appears like you made the decision for me. Go ahead.
I did. I did not sleep last night very good at all because of so painful of heartburn. I've never been a heartburn guy. Of course, have I had heartburn? Yeah, a little bit here and there, whatever. But never an issue with it, right? I've had buddies that have had it so bad that they talk about, you know, and I'm always like, dude, just, I don't know, get up, drink some water, it'll go away.
Right? I don't think that's how that works.
You know
how
that is, right? You just think, well, I've never had it.
I don't think that's it, but that's all right.
Yeah. It's like when I made fun of my brother for having gout the first time.
And, yeah, that came back,
and
huh?
Then, yeah, it came back to bite me real bad. But anytime I'm eating, so I had some vegetables, and I had peppers, red peppers.
Sure, yeah.
The sweet, what are those called? Sweet bell peppers?
Bell peppers, yep.
Yeah. I love those things, man. And I was just gobbling them up, eating a bunch of them. Don't think anything of it. I've done that my whole life with no issues. And this morning still just is, feels so bad.
Sometimes guys your age, Kevin, they start getting reflux. I think you should look into it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's something, and it's just a bummer because I'm like, please tell me that doesn't mean that I can't eat, like, all the vegetables I love anymore. That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
That would really bum me out. And in the middle of the night, it was so much that I was like, dude, I might go to, like, the gas station and see if I can find severely overpriced products that might make this feel better.
I feel like you are already at the gas station, if you know what I mean.
Oh, baby.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. I've taken all the Imodium I can take. I think I'm in a legal...
Hello. My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
No.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is...
Producer.
Mm-hmm. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Steve, do you ever get heartburn? Or I mean, you stay away from spicy foods. So do you kind of, did you just not have troubles with it?
Sometimes I do, I guess. Even, like, I guess my level of spice would create that.
Yeah, like ketchup.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. That's enough where you're like, oh, man, that tangy is going to give me
man.
Some.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's all right. Kevin has given you the advice of just get up and drink some water.
Well, I mean, I probably went through half a gallon of milk last night.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that works. Which too. Is also great when you then realize, boo, I know my stomach's a little unsettled.
Well, what kind of milk you drinking?
Well, here is the problem.
Expired.
Oh, no.
Here's the trouble, Steve. We have two types of milk in our house, lactate and normal. And the normal was running real low, so I didn't want to drink that.
Mm.
So I drank the lactate. I swear, I have a theory about this lactate.
Okay.
I have never had a milk issue.
Uh-huh.
But then I, every once in a while, will drink lactate, and then I swear it makes me feel sick. So I think what happens is you start to convince yourself, oh, God, I can't drink milk. I'm lactose intolerant, so now I'm just going to drink lactate. But it's the lactate that does it to you.
So you think they're putting stuff in there
that's creating
lactose intolerance, but it shouldn't actually affect you because it doesn't have any lactose in it.
Right. And there's something, so I'm like, well, I never had a problem before. But then again, who knows? I got a lot of extra problems I haven't had for a while.
You get extra ones. Those are no charge.
Yeah.
Those are free.
Gratuity included.
Yes,
of course. I would take any tips from our audience on how to get rid of this, because the milk, I mean, it would settle it for a while. I took a lot of Tums, but...
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why is that?
Supposed to make it worse.
Tums is?
Mm-hmm. Drink pickle juice. That helps with heartburn. That's from Verna.
No, I thought that was just cramps.
Well, it's kind of like cherry juice.
It fixes everything, yeah. Jay.
The name of a drug I don't understand.
Okay.
You know how that is. You can't read it. I'm like, well, I don't know what that means.
I'm not
going to
have it.
Omeprazole.
Omeprazole?
There it is.
I do know Omeprazole.
Yeah, they sell it at Costco.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over the counter as well?
It is.
I might actually have some of that somewhere.
And this is a good one. Thank you to this person, which I wouldn't mind if you included your name. Could be a heart attack. Get it checked.
Oh, yeah. I know. Everything could be a heart attack, I noticed.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, I fell down the chimney and landed on a flaming hot goose.
Kevin James.
You have all the fun.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This is going to come back to bite us.
What happened now?
I just feel like we sent a boy to do a man's job.
Oh.
Because Steve went to try to help Rob get into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said to him, Steve, what exactly is your plan?
Well, I mean, he was putting his coat on, walking out in the rain. I just was curious.
Yeah, you're like,
what's brown sugar in your oatmeal, Kevin?
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, oh yeah.
Look at this guy.
David. Look at you.
David.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. I am coming in hot.
Yeah, baby.
What?
How what are you all speechless? Happy birthday. Come here.
Oh. How did you have trouble getting in today?
No, don't get him mad.
I'm just kidding. You guys give me the gate code, which I felt flattered. First time in, what, 15 years you finally give me the gate code?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I go to the wrong gate.
Oh, no. Did you, Rob?
You didn't tell me all the gates didn't work.
That's fair, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that is fair.
So, I didn't even know that gate didn't work.
Which one? The one over on this side? On the west side?
Steve's talking to me on the phone outside the gate, outside basically my pickup on the phone, saying, hey, we should do... Steve, why don't we just get off the phone? How about that? You could talk to me that way, Steve. How about that one?
Oh, man.
Well, you made it. That's all that matters.
That feels wind, good. That rain tried to slow me down, but, you know.
Can't
I'm
happen.
Here.
No.
I got a little dip in my hip and a glide in my stride, Kev. I'm ready to go.
You look fresh.
Always. Always. Man, I ain't got time. Let's go.
I appreciate the first self-edit of the day. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I know.
I missed you. Oof. Not going to lie.
I miss y'all. Man. Yeah. It's been good. Yeah. It's been real good. You guys have been all right.
Have we? Okay.
You guys been all right. I was thinking, you know, these guys are number one for a reason. Trying to figure it out why, but guess what? You guys are all right.
Wait, what was the final conclusion there?
Steve, you kind of put that little cherry on top. I'll give you the kudos to these guys. You gave them a little bit more life.
A little special sauce, if you will.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm telling you, Rob, you yesterday
you bring
said,
out the best of me, Rob.
I'm coming in tomorrow. Tell Steve to leave all that weak stuff at home or whatever.
Yeah, you censored it. Well done.
And so,
kudos to both of you at this point.
I had told Steve that. So this morning, did you hear his first?
No, yeah. I don't. I was getting psyched up. I had to drop some keys off with one of my guys this morning and get going.
Man with a plan, Kevin.
Yeah, we were talking. I don't even know what we were talking about. But
we were talking about leaving fake presents. I have a tree outside my front door. And I said that when there's a female who delivers one of the packages that we order, she tends to put it under the fake tree, whereas the guys just like slide it up to the door.
That's adorable. That is adorable.
And so Kevin's like, you should put fake presents out there and write on it, you know, go ahead, take one, I dare you. And Steve goes, yeah, especially if you write it in blood. And I'm like, wow.
Calm down, Die Hard. What's wrong with Die Hard, man?
Secret sauce? I mean,
what is going on?
Rob, you just got me excited. I'm
sorry. I see that. Yeah. Hey, I'm excited too. The shirt and jacket's getting off. I'm ready to get comfortable.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, you like those Japanese shoes. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
Rob's gear today is unreal because at first you'll notice he had the Gonzaga sweatshirt on. Sweatshirt.
That's from Fred. Freshman year, mind you.
Is it?
No way.
That thing is huge.
That's why it's from when big things were cool.
Yeah. What size is that?
I want to say 4X when 4X Will Foster tall. Was still playing.
Yeah.
That thing is huge.
Enormous.
Followed by his Portland Trailblazers shirt, I don't know why you have that. You didn't play there.
We don't need to discuss anything.
Followed by...
They didn't want to sign me. That's on them.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
Followed by the beautiful Canada hat.
That is nice.
I am Canadian.
Yeah, it's solid.
I am Canadian.
I know you're Canadian.
Thanks for the update.
I'm just letting you know in case you forgot. Some people wonder why I wear the Canadian hat.
Yeah.
And then those shoes.
Yeah, these are Japanese right there. Konnichiwa. Arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah, I got a nice look at those as we were walking up the stairs.
Have you paid for anything you're wearing?
Yeah, the hat.
Oh, the hat. Okay, that's fair.
Just my hat.
That is fair, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Canada's not giving you a free hat because you're Rob.
Canada gives a lot of things out for free. So.
Here's healthcare and a hat.
Wow, that seems like something we could go with.
Yeah, we'll just stay at that.
We'll just leave that alone.
We got a day today.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of a day. Kev, what did you do for your birthday?
It's a great question.
But we just kind of stayed home.
You could have called me. We could have made it a little bit more spectacular.
I know it would have been, Rob, but it was a school night.
That's a valid point. You know, those things actually affect me now.
I know.
I knew you'd understand.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah.
Coach, that's right.
Yeah.
Coach Dad.
Yeah, I know.
That's double busy.
I can't wait
busy.
To hear, I mean, we have all day with you, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or most
I'm here,
of the day.
You know I'm out here all day. If I'm here, I'm here. You've gotten me in.
Okay. Yeah. Because I just can't wait to hear your schedule now, like what you're up to every day.
Yeah, man.
I mean, we're getting close to another child.
Number five. That vasectomy commercial was fake news. Oh, man. Wow. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, number five.
Maybe they should have pulled a Portland Trailblazer and not hired you.
I was just trying to bring some light to their place,
out. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Hey, you're only two away from tying Dick out. Congrats.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's who. Hey, Show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You hang out with people with a lot of kids, then guess what? You think about having a lot.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It happens. Yeah. How close are you?
March.
Okay.
March. It's
March Madness.
Literally.
Really, I got 3 in March.
No wow. way.
I got 3. It is really madness.
Wow.
And your youngest is how old now, Rob?
Youngest is 20 months, 22 months, 28 okay. months, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a zoo, man. You got me all, I'm all excited, hot.
I know you're sweaty already.
I know,
buddy.
I'm like
a little fan on you,
I
man.
Know, I got Ooh. The Kev fan. Yeah. I'm just excited. Thank you. It's got been too long. I had a big cup. I'm back on the caffeine, guys.
Let's go.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wait, how long were you off?
I was off since my surgery, so I just got back. Last week on the coffee. Last okay. week. Okay. So, wow.
And the Achilles is?
Just a speed bump in my road.
But yeah. So you're feeling better.
I'm feeling way too good. That's okay. the problem.
Right. You get that, happy because you got both legs
well,
going.
Well, yeah. No. It's just, I got to remind myself I'm not no spring chicken. And, right. and I got to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. This is what happened before.
Yeah, right.
Let's,
yeah.
let's think about just playing or trying to do something that you think you can do.
Well, and the
yeah, those mid-30s are rough, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. But the thing is, I was just demonstrating the drill, so now I'm just trigger happy all the time, like, oh, man. Whoa. Calm down.
Well, and that's so hard because you have a bunch of high school boys
yeah.
all the time that you just want
to beat the tar out of.
Yes.
No, I can't yeah. say that, yeah. but
no,
I will.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. In competition.
I can't say
it. You know what I need
it.
To do is have this kid come over here, and I'm going to make one move, and I'm just exactly, going to dunk yeah. on top of
yes,
his head.
No, yeah. no, absolutely. Yeah. That's yeah. in my mind. I'm like, man, you guys are so lucky. Man, I tell him, hey, a guy with a crippled leg can guard you. I can't, you know.
There you go.
I go off. God bless those guys. I'm so happy I get to coach this group of guys. They're fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun group.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be here all day, so can't wait to have you hang out.
We'll figure it all out.
Will we, though?
Our best.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near.
Kevin James.
Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, happy Wobbit Wednesday to everybody,
That's
including
right.
us.
That's right.
Rob Sacre in the house. Good to have you, buddy. Good to see you again.
Oh, man, it's good to be seen.
How's the holiday approaching affecting you, or
you
is
know,
it?
The house is decorated, so that
nice.
we've got somewhere.
Okay.
We've gotten somewhere, but...
do you do anything outside? I can't remember.
Like...
On the, outside the house?
On the house, yeah.
I do, but I don't. Like, I do, I try once a year. My neighbors will say I'm lying, because I really don't try at that much,
sure.
now that I think about it.
Well, it's a lot.
Dude, the stapling of the lights.
I don't know.
Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah, you don't have to staple them anymore, Rob. They have, like, magnets, and they have clips and all this
See,
other
now
stuff.
You're, that's well-advanced stuff I don't know. There you go. I'm learning something every day.
Doing it old school.
Yeah, bam, bam, bam. Putting holes in my house, getting angry.
You're not getting on the roof, are you?
And then I get self. The only time I get self-conscious is when my lights. I'm like, do I need to have color lights or do I need to just go with the white?
Right.
Lights?
Yeah. And all these decisions, man.
And then you can't. To me, I feel like you can't just go with both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Got to make a decision.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
with
you got to make a decision.
You either go with the colors and like make it colored out,
right.
and bright,
right. yep.
or you go with the just. The clean
it's
white
it.
Look.
Yeah.
Or just the red lights where you do all the roof lines and then somehow you realize, dang it, I just made a Chinese restaurant.
I was going to say that. That's a lot more appropriate than what I was thinking with that red light.
Was it though? gosh. Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, well, Steve, welcome to the party, bud. Yeah. That's what happens. I bring the best out of everybody.
You come sure on. Do, Rob. You sure yeah. do.
No, I completely, I know where you're going with that, Kev. I get it.
Have yeah. you ever thought about doing the whole, like, ditto sign of just, like, pointing to your neighbor's
yard?
Oh,
yeah. And, yeah.
I was going to say better than Diddy sign, but no, I don't
yeah,
know.
That's a different sign, too. Yeah. Yeah.
That's different.
No, I don't. Our neighbors, my neighbors, we all, I just feel like everybody, there's a little bit of hint of Christmas, but we kind of keep it low key.
I like that.
Quiet.
It's better than having a Griswold, and then you're like, oh, I'm not even going to try then, because he's got enough for everybody.
I always be thinking about doing the whole reindeers in the yard. Or
yeah. I told my wife I wanted a 20-foot inflatable Santa this year. And I was just like, it's just going to make it the most obnoxious thing ever. Just
right
there in front of the whole house.
Just a so, massive just one. Takes the sun out of your house. Yes. You never get sun to your house because exactly. of this thing.
So big.
I thought maybe I had her convinced for like 5 minutes. And then she's like, "What? No. Will it not block all the windows too?" And I'm like, well, yeah, but.
Come on.
Come on, live a little.
Yeah. I don't know. I
vetoed, by the
it's,
way.
It's, that Christmas thing is, it's a. Foreign thing to me, I feel. I feel so bad. I think we've talked about this on the show before. Like, I've worked every day until I retired from basketball. I've worked almost every day on Christmas. So, like...
Right.
Yeah, that's such a unique
situation.
That
is different, yeah.
Yeah.
It is weird because I just kind of... Every holiday, I feel like the Grinch or something. I'm like, man, I should be doing something today. What am I right. doing? Let me
create a new tradition or something.
We should be in the gym working out, pushing plates. That's what we should be doing. Every morning on a holiday, we just get up.
I mean, that's what I do.
I know that.
Yeah. So.
Obviously, he's ripped out of his mind.
How many Christmases is it now that you've been retired?
It's 5. Five or
this
six.
Will be number 5?
5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember.
So, yeah. I mean, you're starting probably
I'm
to get
getting
a little,
acclimated.
Little more
I'm
used
getting
to
acclimated.
It.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting acclimated, but at the same time, it's just like I feel antsy when I'm like, I should. All right, just give me another bourbon. Slow me down.
Give me another bourbon.
Slow me down. I need to slow down. I'm thinking too much. I got a project. I got to wrap up.
Every once in a while, I think you might be an old man inside a young person's body.
Dude, way too much, man. Way too much. I feel...
You're an old soul. You always kind of have been that.
Dude, it sucks. The older you get, the more you become like this old, grumpy man.
Comfortable with it.
Yeah. You can go... What? I don't care what it looks like. I want comfort, damn it.
Yeah.
Give me some comfort.
I want slippers and my bourbon.
Exactly. That actually sounds fantastic. Fantastic, to be honest with y'all.
If
I could do that, man, that's retirement.
All day long.
Man.
Yeah.
And a robe. Just a robe.
Yeah. I know. I think you say that, but I bet you
I can't
too much free time would...
I don't. I fill that gap up.
Intentionally.
Yeah. I make sure I don't have free time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good for me.
But do you... No. Do you, like, enjoy... Like, first of all, how do you do your schedule? Do you, like, have it in your phone, or do you, like, write it down?
I actually have a planner that I write things
down. Okay, I get that.
I plan out the week for the week.
Because you can see the whole week that way.
Correct. I leave it on my island, so then I could see it.
Yep, and everybody else who needs to see it can see it if they need to.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, but do you enjoy the... from one task to the next. Like, man, at 2:30, I get done with this, and bam, I got to get to practice. Bam, I got to go get the kids.
No, it. The worst is, like, you'll have it where you'll have, like 3-4 hour gap where you don't really have anything going on. You're like, man, what? How do people live like this? And then
what am I forgetting?
All of a sudden, it's like bam, 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 like all at once.
Things in a row.
Oh, dude, those are the ones that get you right there. It's like, but
can't breathe.
Yeah, you feel like, man, I got to be here.
But it is weird when you get those gaps. When I was coaching and my kids were young, not as young as yours, but they were young and they were all in school and I was driving all over the place and doing all this. I remember one time in particular, I got home and it was in the living room. I look at my watch. I'm like, I got 7 minutes, dude. I could take a nap.
Right.
And I set my phone for 7 minutes.
Right.
And I laid down, and it was like, of course, instantly out. Just boom. And 7 minutes later, I'm like, that was amazing. Got up and just went to the next event.
Yep.
Yeah. 7-minute nap.
I'm with you on that. I also think, like, you have to have at least one day a week where you kind of have to just reset. I think it's crucial to have a reset day.
Yeah.
Especially if you're really extremely busy. You just kind of, all right, whatever it may be, I just need to just, you know, decompress and reset for the week. That's how I kind of get through it all.
Yeah.
The chaos.
Yeah. That's chaos. Sometimes that's hard because then you're doing all the stuff that you've put off, whether it's, you know, yard or laundry or, you know, all the stuff that you haven't done.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes there's joy in that, though.
Yeah. No, that's the stuff like a day off, a reset day is like, those are the things you kind of just putting around the house, doing things that you need to get done, get ready for the week. That's kind of how I get through it all, I guess.
At least you get a lot accomplished. There's nothing else, you know.
Man. But, hey, one day at a time, that's all we can control.
You know what?
That's right.
I think maybe coming up, we will take a look at Steve's schedule, and you kind of give him some pointers.
Steve, whoa.
Steve, what? We got to talk. We can't be just going home at 10 o'clock and then figuring out material for the show. We need to get out into the field, and you got to be in the bush and in the field. So you have some good content. We got some good content.
Okay. The Big 99.9. Yeah.